You know what I officially have in my house? A teenager. I'm not sure how it happened, but overnight, my baby Daisy grew up. People always say, don't blink. Well, I guess I blinked. My oldest daughter turned 13. I knew it was coming. I'm just a bit in shock. I tried to prepare myself for this season and the fact that, number one, she is now officially on the other side of childhood and as tall as I am, and number two, she no longer can order off of the child's menu at restaurants. These are both big deals and require emotional adjusting on my part. Parenting seasons come and go. We all know this, but wow, in the moment, doesn't it seem like it will last forever? And when it doesn't, and the reality of a new day sets in, we are left a little undone. From day one, when we took her home from the hospital in Franklin, Tennessee on a snow-filled January day, we knew we were on a lifelong adventure. We didn't take it for granted because we waited many years for this baby. God in His timing entrusted us with her, and we really wanted to try and get it right. I look back at the years gone by, and I can now see how God gave me grace when I needed it most. God doesn't waste one moment of our life to show us more of Himself or to reveal more of our desperate need for Him. Parenting reveals quite a bit. I know I've had my unraveling moments where my hands go up and I simply want to give up and run away. Christian author and speaker Paul David Tripp has this to say about parenting. My biggest ongoing problem as a parent is not my children, it's me. My children don't cause me to do and say what I do and say. No, the cause of my actions is found inside my own heart. My children are simply the occasion where my heart reveals itself in words and actions. So I need much more than just rescue and relief from my children. I need rescue from me. This is why Jesus came, to provide us with the rescue that we all need, but that we cannot provide for ourselves. The condition of our heart is revealed in many parenting moments. No matter if you're facing those weary and exhausting newborn days, the wild and into everything toddler moments, school days and class parties, drama-filled teenage years, college life, or an empty nest, our need for Jesus and His grace and truth remains the same. Lamentations 3:22. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. We are not consumed. You know what that means, parents? There is hope, and God's grace is enough. Every struggle or frustration becomes a blessed opportunity to lean into God's guidance and not only experience His grace and truth in your heart, but to pass that grace and truth lovingly to the hearts of your children. Doing so not only guides your children to maturity, it matures you as well. That's the truth. I'm thankful for the blessed opportunity I have to parent my teenager. I'm sure we'll both grow through the process. I'm Lori Klein.